With great power comes great responsibility.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Maybe your army comes, and maybe it's too much for us, but it's all on you. Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Wonder Woman!
Journey!
So today I would like to bring you my son Robbie's story that he wrote for school last year. It was just a, you know, typical writing assignment, but when I read the story, I thought I really enjoyed how imaginative it was, how it just plays on all the superhero tropes that you see and, you know, that he's been exposed to in his life. And so I thought it was a lot of fun. So I thought if I really produced it and hammed it up, that it would be a lot of fun. And so that's what I'm bringing you today, and let's get to it.
Thunderbeast, Enter the Hunter by Robbie Latham. Robert M. Clark was working in peace when his Thunderbirds started flashing. He flew into the air, literally, as he had turned into a falcon, and pressed the eye. Instantly, it opened, revealing a narrow chute. He dove down until it began to level out, and then he changed back to human, shot into a large cavern, and went through the floor for a few seconds. He climbed out of the floor and pulled off his work clothes, revealing his supersuit. He was no longer busy old Mr. Clark. He was Thunderbeast. He flew out another chute, this one leading directly outside. He circled the city until he found the location of the distress. It was the World Trade Bank. Quickly, he glided down, changed back to human after he landed, and walked over to the police chief.
"So what's happened?"
he asked.
"Thunderbeast!" exclaimed the chief. "Thank goodness you're here! You've got to see this!"
He rushed into the building without another word.
"Oh my goodness!"
Robert said. He gaped in wonder as he looked around. The entire building was completely empty. Anything that had any worth was gone.
"Yep. One day it's fine. Next day it's all gone,"
the chief agreed.
"So far, all we found is this."
He handed him a call card with only one word on it. "Wipeout." Robert scratched his head.
"Doesn't ring any bells," he said. "Anything else?"
The chief shook his head.
"Sorry, but then we've only scanned about half the building. We'll call you if we find anything else."
2 days later, he returned.
"Well, chief, have you found anything?"
he asked.
"Why, yes, we have this."
The chief held up an odd-looking wrist guard and handed it to Thunderbeast.
"It was in one of the back rooms,"
he said. Robert examined it closely. Finding nothing of use, he cautiously put it on. He flexed his wrist experimentally. Suddenly, a knife sprang into his hand. He let go of the knife, and it disappeared into the wrist guard.
"Chief, I will have to keep this," he said. "I will also be trying to solve this problem."
Suddenly, he had a feeling something was going to happen. Suddenly, hundreds of arrows flew at them. Using his phasing powers, he made the arrows go through him. He ran toward the area the arrows seemed to be coming from and jumped using the wind to go farther than he could have on his own. He flew into an alley and right into him. Now this was no ordinary villain. He was lean and muscular with a massive longbow in his hand, and on his wrist, a wrist guard identical to the one Robert was holding right now.
"Who are you?" Robert asked.
"I am Hunter," he said in a smooth voice. "Now give me back my cuff."
"Never!"
Robert cried. Then he flew toward the Empire State Building and glided around its peak. Suddenly, an arrow hooked onto the edge of the tour deck with a rope attached to it, and Hunter was climbing up that rope. Robert got an idea. He dropped the cuff and then dove down after it. Hunter, intent on retrieving his tool, reached out with one hand and caught it, but he was not prepared for the falling Falcon and fell from the tallest building in the city that he had hoped to rule. The end. Or is it?
I hope you enjoyed that story. I thought it was a lot of fun. I did giggle at a lot of the things that Robbie came up with, and you know, just the way he worded things, and to see things from his young perspective. We've been so spoiled recently with superhero movies and superhero popularity that it's kind of fun to go back to the roots of it and some of the corniness of it. And Robbie did a great job; was very imaginative. But stick with us, kids. Tune in tomorrow for more superhero fun. And until then, journey on.
Hello, my name is Yuri, and I'm here to tell you that the Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. This means that while you cannot change it or sell it, you are encouraged to share it however and with whomever you like. The theme music for this podcast has been provided by Man in Space. Speaking of Man in Space, you know Russia was the first to put a man in space. Okay, never mind.